Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Doug Addison. February 10th, 2021, excited about what God's doing, and I hope my excitement is contagious. Yes, I hope you catch what I have in a good way. I'm on fire for what God is calling us to in this new season, and I want to talk about how we can open up things in the heavens and over you to be able to hear the Lord, to get strategies on what to do next, and also about finances. And I've been talking about this for a while. It's really important that we align with the current season because we're about to see a radical change and a shift, and I want you to be part of it. So Lord, we thank you that you're opening things up right now. We thank you for the new season that's at hand and that you've given us everything we need. Actually, we have everything we need, and you've given us some insight into what's coming. I pray for this podcast, I pray that it would open things up, break off discouragement off people, and in Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, it's a real interesting time right now. Sadly, there's a lot of baggage around the messages of money and giving. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Giving is actually a gateway that opens things up over us. There's been some bad examples. All right, let's face it. There's been a lot of bad examples of abuse of the money messages or giving messages. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to do an offering in this. I just want to talk about how to open up the heavens over your finances, how to open up heavens over you right now to hear the Lord. It doesn't change the fact, you know, if people have abused that message or whatever, it doesn't change the fact that God is moving financially. And, you know, we're going to see some radical things start to shift. And before we jump into this, I just want to make sure that you're aware of my latest prophetic word I've released for the month of February, because this really will set you up. Get this word in your spirit. It'll set you up for what's coming in March. So episode 166 on Spirit Connection, DougAddison.com. It's called Forget What's Behind and Press Forward. It's also on my blog. It's released around the world right now. The Lord is calling us to move forward and just to really forget about what's happened, forget about all the hurts and the crazy things that's going on and the disappointments and, oh my goodness, can I even trust the prophets right now? Well, you can trust me at the moment. And we still need the prophetic movement. And I just want to say, just move forward with what God has, because we're about to see a radical shift happen. And I've been talking about the storehouses on earth have been depleted because of the pandemic, the crazy weather patterns, superstorms, fires, floods, earthquakes, violence, all of this stuff happening right now. But the Lord says you will keep at perfect peace those whose hearts are steadfast on him. He also says when the enemy comes in like a flood, yeah, the Lord says, I'll raise up a new standard against them. That's where we are right now. I keep hearing the Lord say that he's trying to prepare people as much as possible to get ready for the positioning and the alignment of what's coming. Deuteronomy 28:12, I love this because it has to do with the storehouses. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations and borrow from none. Oh, wow. I love that. You know, in 2013, we broke the back of debt over our ministry, over our personal lives. We are actually now the lender and not the borrower. We have finances, you know, in the bank so that when something happens, we don't have to really take out a line of credit or, you know, use anything. And then we can also help other people because we stepped into this time of an open heaven. Jeremiah 29:11, you probably have this on your refrigerator, is, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. This is the word of God. You take this to the bank And the word prosperity is in there. He said, I have plans to prosper you. Sadly, the prosperity message might have damaged the beautiful promises of the Bible, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Prosperity, to me, this is a quote, this is my quote, you can quote me. Prosperity is having the money, the time, the resources to do what God calls you to do when He calls you to do it. And we must actually do this with a sincere heart, a true spirit of love, and not in the spirit of the world. This is the time, friends. For such a time as this, Esther 4:14, and who knows that you've come into this royal position for such a time as this. The Lord is calling us into our royal positions of authority. He's calling us into the place of prayer. He's calling us to prepare for what's coming. And it appears that Satan's winning, you know, the storm, but the Lord has not forgotten us. And it's time to step up and, you know, be a blessing in the midst of the turmoil and the storm. I don't know where you are. You know, some people are in different places. And, you know, I do understand that. I do understand that there's pain and things. And that's why I just released this prophetic word in the midst of your pain, in the midst of all this stuff. Move forward during this time. And this is really a time to reap. And sometimes it takes time. According to Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary of doing good. For in the proper time, we will reap a harvest if you don't give up. Don't be discouraged if you're not seeing immediate results. And sometimes there's blocks to blessing. Or sometimes it's seasonal. That's what we're in right now. In Philippians 4:19, the Lord says, I will meet all your needs according to His riches and His glories in Christ Jesus. We need to develop different flows of income right now. I've been talking about this for a while, is to step up, try not to be a victim in the midst of things, help supply the needs, not only our needs, He'll supply our needs, but also the needs of others. And we need the finances to do the work of God, to do the work of ministry and missions, to positively influence the world instead of responding to it right now. This is what I'm talking about. And so let's just kind of look a little bit deeper. You know, I'm not talking about getting rich quick here. In fact, beware of any kind of schemes that are get rich quick. I'm not talking about that at all. Colossians 2:3, what are true wealth and riches? For spiritual wealth is in Him, like hidden treasure waiting to be discovered, heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation and knowledge. So true wealth and riches is found in the Lord, and it's waiting for you to discover. It's a relationship with God, our Father through Jesus. It's a relational thing. I'm not just talking about these things just to, you know, a prosperity message, but the true riches, wealth and riches. I found Ephesians 1:18, but I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope for which He's called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the holy people, the incomparable power for those who believe. Whew. Boy, that's what it's all about. And, you know, just get it in your heart about this. It really helps. You know, we need the wisdom of God. And Ezekiel 28:4, I love this one. By your wisdom and understanding, you have gained wealth for yourself and immense gold in your treasuries. It's by the wisdom of God can do this. The wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of the world. And, you know, wisdom is not just good advice. It's actually doing things out of the right spirit. It's doing things at the right time. And we need to actually ask God to show us what this might mean in certain areas of our life. And most people say, show me the money. The Lord say, I want to, but you need to take care of some things first so that I can do that. And in the case of some people really look at maybe the size of their bank account as a way to say that God's blessing, but it's not that at all. Jesus said in Matthew 19:23, He said to His disciples, truly I tell you, it's hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now this is a misunderstanding of the Bible. Jesus was not creating doctrine here. You know, He was actually talking to an individual who was dealing with money. And He even had people, wealthy people around Him to help Him support. I'm not talking about being wealthy. I'm just saying there's some misunderstandings. And so the key to it all is to make sure that money does not master you. And Jesus said this in Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And that word money was mammon. And it's actually a god, a false god. And so as we're walking through this, you know, we need to break off the spirit of poverty on one side and then the spirit of greed on the other. There's a pendulum that swings back and forth. And so as we're doing this, we move forward. I tell you, I've had to work with this in my life because I had a lot of poverty mentality. And then there was a point when the Lord started really moving forward, I had to break off pride and greed. Not that I knew I was operating. It was years ago, I started to move into this deeper. The Lord will use money to reveal things in your heart. Let's face it, people are in debt. Don't be ashamed. And the vast number of people in debt, incredible amount. But the Bible does not actually list debt as a sin. So to stop feeling guilty or being a victim, just be honest with God. There is a way out, and there's a plan. God will give you a plan. I've been talking about a few different things. And the key to this is understanding that God owns it all. And Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So we need to break out of the poverty mindset and realize that God owns all things. And then you can trust him in this. Whether, like the Apostle Paul said, I'm discontent whether I'm rich or not, you know, in the midst of everything. I paraphrase that verse. But there's some practical things that you can do right now about your finances. Be wise. Get advice on decisions, especially big decisions. Another step is to learn to hear God's voice. God will guide you and speak to you about money. Another would be to learn to live within your means. Still another, use a budget or a spending plan. Pay off debt and develop savings. Develop a lifestyle of earning money, giving, saving, and spending in moderation. We still want to spend or everyone loses their job. You know what I'm saying? But you just want to learn moderation. Update your resume. Get ready. The Lord's doing some things. And do your best to do your job, your current job, as if you're doing it for the Lord. That was a key for me. Lord, we pray that you would take this message and multiply what you're about to do. Oh boy, I feel there's a shift in the spiritual realm happening right now over this. We pray that you would give us vehicles of blessing. That's what the Lord showed me, is that we need vehicles of blessing. Whether it's your current job, whether it's a business or the internet making money on the side, Lord, we pray that you would give us a vehicle for blessing, a blessing of others. We pray that you would help those who are suffering right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to be doing, in fact, I've already started it, but I'm going to leave the doors open for you, a 49-day training. Maybe you've heard me talk about it, but it's called Kingdom Financial Solutions Breakthrough Mentoring Experience with me. And the first class started February 8th, which is just 2 days ago, so we're going to leave this open for another week. You can still join. I really want to encourage you. It's a 7-week intensive training and mentoring. And maybe it sounds like some of the things I just did. I did a workshop on this, but this is the deepest I've ever gone on how to get your vehicle. That's what the Lord told me. I got visited by an angel in 2009 when I was in South Africa, and it was an angel of finance. First thing was like, here's some business strategies. Tell people to get a vehicle that can be blessed, whether it's your current job or something, you need a vehicle. So I'm excited about it. Just go to dougaddison.com/solutions, Kingdom Financial Solutions. Hope to see you there and see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.